Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan is going to start a civil war in America. Satan is going to start a civil war in America. You see, George Soros and the media are saying that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. So, right now, our media is saying that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. However, what they are not saying is that those votes are from non-citizens or illegals or even dead people. And so what are they trying to do is they're trying to change the Electoral College. But, you know, what's really scary is they're saying over half of America now loves Satan. And you need to understand this today, that the majority of Americans now follow Satan. And so when Donald Trump actually won the popular vote, and therefore what was going on everywhere, and we all know that Donald Trump won the election. So the media is saying that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to start a civil war and overturn the Electoral College. You need to understand today, we're in a spiritual war in the United States of America. It's in a spiritual war. In Mark chapter 3, verse 24, the Bible says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, it cannot stand. So you need to understand that today, that Jesus called them together and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? And right now, I would have to say that a civil war is coming to America, and it's a civil war really from Satan followers and Jesus followers. The majority of the satanic people are now in the mainstream media that are trying to take over your minds when they're cult-like mentality. And so this is why Donald Trump is trying to unify the country, but how can he possibly do that when half of America loves Satan? You see, in the United States of America, we have a moral problem. And America is divided because one half of America loves Satan, and the other half of America loves Jesus. So there will be a civil war coming to America. It's also a spiritual war will actually manifest itself into a civil war. It will be a spiritual war of good and evil, and only will Jesus Christ himself be able to unify the country. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. So the Bible talks a lot about this, that we need our country unified under Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is our banner. We need to raise the banner of Jesus Christ again. But the Bible is very clear that the Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. And every city or household divided against itself will not stand. You need to understand this today, that America is so divided between people that love Satan and people that love Jesus, that the Bible says that how can a nation stand? How can a nation stand when we're this divided? You see, America is divided against itself. Half of America loves Satan. Meanwhile, the other half loves Jesus. We are a divided nation, and unless we unify under the banner of Jesus Christ, we will collapse as a society. Look what we have, what's going on today. Look at the Hillary Clinton supporters beating up the Trump supporters. Look at blacks beating up whites. Our society is divided among Satan worshipers or the Democratic Party against Jesus, the Trump supporters. We are in a spiritual warfare for this nation, and now Jesus is about to throw the wicked in confusion. How can a nation even stand if we're so divided? Mark chapter 3, verse 23 says, "So Jesus called them together, and they began to speak to them in parables." How can Satan drive out Satan? We as a country will have to decide, will we be a country to follow Jesus, or will we be a country to follow Satan? And as you see that Satan had a plan and its New World Order agenda to take control of the United States, and Jesus Christ interrupted that plan, so therefore the evil spirits have manifested these groups, and now they are protesting or causing riots in major cities, and so a nation has now said they are now wanting a civil war because they want to follow Satan. You need to understand something this today. These people love Satan and they hate goodness. The Bible is very clear that a house divided cannot stand. America is so divided as a country. America is so divided as a country. We see this happening everywhere. We see that Satan wants to take down crosses, the Ten Commandments, Jesus out of our church, Jesus out of our hospitals, Jesus out of our government. And what our Lord Jesus did is He interrupted their plans. He threw them in confusion. They are so confused and angry right now that they want to start a civil war. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to start a civil war in America. In Isaiah chapter 19, verse 2, we see what the first thing that happens to a country. This is what happens to a nation before it goes under judgment. Hear this, what the word of the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 2. Start at verse 1. "The oracle concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and is about to come to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble at His presence, and the heart of the Egyptians will melt within them. So I will incite Egyptians against Egyptians." What was God saying? He's saying this, "I will incite Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will each fight against his brother and each against his neighbor." Now, before a country falls, the first thing that happens will be a civil war. Egyptians against Egyptians, brother against a brother. Now you need to listen to me very clearly. What will happen will be a city against a city, or a kingdom against a kingdom, man against man, Egyptians against Egyptians. Then the spirit of the Egyptians will be demoralized within them. I don't know about you today, but we need the American spirit back, but I'm here to tell you that our country has been demoralized. Our country has been demoralized, and this is the first sign of a fall of a nation, the demoralization of a nation. you see Satan literally has taken control of many American people today. They are under the control of Satan. They love Satan. Jesus interrupted the plans of Satan, threw them all in mass confusion as they protest in the city, and now they want a civil war. George Soros and his buddies, his evil satanic demons, all want a civil war. And these evil people, the Bible says they resort to idols or ghosts of the dead. These evil satanic people, they resort to their iPhones. They are sick-minded folks. They even resort to mediums and spiritists as they thought Hillary Clinton was going to be their savior and going to pull them out. Why? Because the evil demons of Hollywood, the evil spirits of our media, and they've all sorted to these evil spirits. And they love Satan. And when goodness happens, they hate goodness and they want to destroy everything about America, which is good. So the Bible says that Jesus will incite Egyptians against Egyptians. What do you think is happening today in America? America now are against Americans. And then there will be a civil war just like the civil war that's brewing today, and then they will resort to evil for their comfort, just like George Soros and Hillary Clinton and the evil Democratic left are trying to start a civil war in our major cities. And these are all judgments on the evil of America, and evil people that love Satan in America are being judged today. And so one of the major judgments on a nation before it collapses, there will be a demoralization of a nation. So look how America has been so demoralized, and our children is turning to wickedness as we love our iPhones and our video games, brainwashed and so dumbed down. Oh, come on, somebody. This is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I don't know about you today, but the evil that's happening in civil war is about to come to America. You see, we are winning the spiritual war. America voted for Donald Trump, which helped with the spiritual war. But now they're going to be manifested. These demons are going to manifest men, literally take them over to start a civil war. You see, the war is not over yet, folks. It's just beginning. The fight's not over yet. It's just beginning. You see, the Bible says in Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 21, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. I'm here to tell you today, such division not only is happening in our nation, but it's happening with our families. Yes, nothing else but this dreadful opposition of Jesus and His gospel. Ever had been induced or ever can induce men to violate the most tender relations and consign the best friends to torture, racks to flames. You see, what they used to do, your best friend, they would want you to be tortured. They would send you to the flames. It added to the horrors of this that those who were put to death and persecution were tormented in the most awful modes that were human ingenuity could devise. They were crucified. They were thrown into boiling oil. They were burned at the stake. They were roasted slowly over coals. They were compelled to drink melted lead. Were torn in pieces by breast of prey. They were covered with pitch and burn to give light to the gardens of Nero. Yet dreadful as this prediction was, it was fulfilled, and incredible as it seems, the parents and the children and the husbands and the wives were found wicked enough to deliver up each other to this cruel modes of death. Yes. Who delivered folks to this crude mode of death? Who sent him to the stake? It was their own brother. Who sent him to be crucified? It was their own fathers and mothers. Who compelled them to drink melted lead? It was their own husbands and wives. They did this. This was the kind of opposition and the wickedness and the division that was in that time in the families. Yes, the Bible says in Matthew 10:36 that the man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Yes, we see a woman who kicked out her own son. You've seen that video for voting simply for Donald Trump. Kicked out her own son. This is the wickedness of the hearts of the American people today. Yes, in Matthew 24:7, the Bible says nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Yes, historians have pointed out that all of the phenomena above did occur in provision before the destruction of Jerusalem. Yes, you need to understand something today. Before the destruction of this world, before the destruction of America, such things as famines, wars, and earthquakes seem to have been multiplied during the period. And we see the ring of fire, mass earthquakes now are starting around the ring of fire. We see a demoralized nation. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to start a civil war in America. Satan wants to start a civil war in America. Lord Jesus, help us all. We see a major demoralization, and the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot stand. What about you? Is your house divided? What about you today? What are you divided upon? I'm here to tell you, we need Jehovah Nissi. We all need to rally around the banner of Jesus Christ today. I don't know about you, in Judges 7:22, the Bible says, when they blew 300 trumpets, the Lord set the sword on one against another, even throughout the whole army. And the army fled as far as Bethsaida toward Zereth, as far as the edge of the Abel Meholah by Tabith. What happened when God's judgment falls on a nation? Man will rise against man. Families will rise against within their own families. They will be divided. And I'm here to tell you, even the military will be divided among itself. Generals will rise against generals. It will be such a division. Such a division that the sword will go against the own sword. This is the Civil War. When we've seen the Civil War in America before, where the North fought against the South, I'm here to tell you today, we're going to have a Civil War of those that love Satan will rage Civil War on those that love Jesus. This is the time that we are in. Even though that we have won the victory of the presidency, the war is not over. The civil war has just begun, and the spiritual war has just begun. We are in a fight to save not only your soul, you are in a fight to save not only your family today, but you are in a war to save your country. This is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. In the book of Judges, in chapter 9, verse 23, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. You need to understand that God was able to allow the evil spirit that permitted jealousy to take place, which produced factions, and these factions produced insurrections, civil contentions, and slaughter. I've never seen such evil that's happened after an election that could possibly bring out a civil war across the United States of America. Why? Because these people followed Satan, and they know that Satan knows his time is short. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save America. Satan now is trying to steal the election back. He's not going to stop. Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Trump Pence, the trumpets have sound, and I'm here to tell you that Satan now is trying to steal the election back, wants to change the Electoral College. They are funding protests and riots all across America. We are in a civil war right now of good and evil, and this is why we have to come under Jehovah Nisi, the banner of Jesus Christ. So come on, somebody. But in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 20, then Saul and all the people who were with him rallied and came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great confusion. The confusion was so great that the soldiers turned on one another and killed each other by the sword. This was such great confusion. This was a civil war, not only within the nation, but also within the military. It happened all the time in the Bible. We've seen it happen overseas to other countries. And I want to warn you today, America, it is happening here, and this is why we need Jesus back in America. You see, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 23, for the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, destroying them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Could you imagine going to fight in an army, and you defeated your enemy, and then you came back and you destroyed yourself? This is what will happen under the judgment. What happened here reminds us of the victory of Gideon over the Midianites in Judges 7, in which the invading forces destroyed themselves. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, supposing that they had acted a treacherous part by them and took on the sides of their enemies, utterly to slay and destroy them. And then in their confusion, they mistook one another, either for the Edomites or the Jews, and then they destroyed themselves. You see, there's going to be such mass confusion and such division in the United States of America. Why? Because you got half of America that loves Satan and the other half that love Jesus. Well, those that claim to love Jesus actually love the New World Order beast, which are the beast children. So we have very more few those that love Jesus Christ. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. The war is not over. The war is just beginning. Yes, there's a fight to bring America back to Jesus. There's a fight to preserve our Constitution. There's a fight to preserve our Supreme Court and our justices. There is a fight to have good and accurate media. Once again, we are in a spiritual war. We are in a battle. And this is why we need Jesus. And there's also a fight to bring God-fearing men and women back to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a time that we must lift Yahweh, our Master, our Lord, back high. Yes, Jesus Christ, He is Jehovah Nisi. Jesus Christ is the Lord that heals. Jehovah Rapha, He wants to heal a nation. Jesus Christ wants to heal you today. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is an everlasting God, and He is the Lord of righteousness. He is the Lord that heals, and He is the Lord of my, yes, He is my shepherd. In Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 12, the nations had heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your cry of distress. For one warrior has stumbled over another, and both of them have fallen down together. You see, the nations have heard of your shame, and the whole earth cries of your distress, America. For warriors are fallen over warriors, the Bible says. There's such great division. This is why we need Jesus back in America. This is why we need Him now. Jeremiah 51:46 says, "Now, so that your heart does not grow faint, and you are not afraid at the report that will be heard in the land. For the report will come one year, and after that another report in another year, and violence will be in the land with rulers against rulers." Violence will be in the land, just like there's more violence in America. And there's no peace. You see, when you take Jesus out, you take the Lord of peace out of a nation. Jehovah Shalom. Yes, peace. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Yes. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to start a civil war in America. I'm here to tell you that a house divided cannot stand. And right now, as it looks, we are in a war. We are in a civil war among good and evil. We are in a spiritual war, and we are moving towards a civil war. And this is exactly what George Soros and Satan, they work together and they want to fund and they want to start a civil war in America. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, it's time to all unify under the banner of Jesus again as a nation. Jehovah Nisi. The Lord Jesus is our banner. It's time for you to buy a banner of Jesus Christ and put it in your church. Put the banner of Jesus on your house. Wave the banner once again of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but only Jesus can save America. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.